Feeling inferior can be devastating. Can stem from some of our earliest experiences as children. It's emotional baggage that can hinder us and does hinder us from achieving goals, from maintaining healthy relationships, and finding contentment. There's a word that you don't hear much about, contentment. Today in our materialistic society, it's hard to find that word, isn't it? People don't seem to be content with anything. They're always wanting more, something different. Godliness with contentment, the Bible says, is great gain. Great gain. Why we consider ourselves to be less significant than others. That's what we're talking about, the word inferior. Feeling that we're less than others. But the truth is that we are loved by God. And we're not inferior to anyone. Regardless of what the world may tell you, God graciously wraps us in his extravagant love. And he gives us his righteousness and his son Christ. And then he calls us to trust and obey him. Inferiority is feeling that we are less than. We don't measure up. Poor quality, or perhaps simply rejected. And so where do feelings of inferiority come from? I have several I'm going to give you. What causes inferiority? We're going to look at the causes and where they come from. It doesn't come naturally. It's learned in these ways that I'm going to share with you. The first one's a big one. Verbal criticism. Parents sometimes express rejection and criticism to their children. Perhaps they tell them they weren't wanted. What a terrible thing to say to a child. We never wanted you. You was a mistake. You don't know how devastating that is to a child. To not feel loved or wanted. And unfortunately, some children have had to hear that. Or maybe they were told, you'll never amount to anything. They're extremely damaging. Extremely. Then there's another one that goes along with this. How about comparison, verbal comparison? Don't you ever compare your kids to somebody else. Big mistake. You don't understand what you're doing to your child when you say, well, I wish you could play ball or football like Tony. I actually play guitar. I wish you could play the guitar like Tony since he's brought you name up. Don't ever do that. Big mistake. Don't ever, ever do that. Don't compare your children to other favorites. You need to listen to their desires. Some parents don't even listen to their kids, to their children, what they're saying. Instead, you know what the parents try to do? They try to live their lives to their child. Be your child, let your child be whom they want to be. Don't you ever try to live your life through your child. Don't you try to do the things that you've always wanted to do through your child. Your child is special. God made your child special. And don't you try to duplicate your life in them children. Stop it. Those children are special. God made them unique. Your life is past. Get on with it. Let your children live their life, their wants and their desires. Listen to them. I know Dad had aspirations of me. I think about times he took me out to be hunting. Do a little hunting. Well, I'll tell you, he was quite the hunter. I wasn't. I didn't work out too well. While he's hunting, I'm target practicing. I'm bored. I'm sitting where he told me to sit, and I'm getting tired of sitting there. And so I thought I'd shoot target. Well, when Dad got back, he heard me shoot, and he said, "What did you get?" I said, "Laying over there by the log." He went over and saw a chipmunk. He said, "We don't target practice when it's hunting season." Well, I said, "Dad, you usually do that still. You usually wait till it's hunting season to practice." Shouldn't have said that. Let your children live their life. It may not be the hunter or fisherman that you were hoping they'd be. That's okay. Don't worry about it. God made them special. They're unique. God wanted them that way. So don't live your life through them. Here's another one. How about the circumstances of life? Children don't ask to grow up in poverty. If you think back, can you remember some poor children that was in your class? I can. Do you know they were made fun of and belittled? I think sometimes that what would really be good if the school would require every child to wear a uniform. Because it's sad when other families maybe have just one child and they buy that child every new fatted, fashioned material they can put on their child to go to school. And other children are made fun of. It's sad to me. Poverty can leave lasting scars on a child. Especially if he or she experienced rejection as a result of it. Unimportant wearing clothing. It's so unimportant. But it can cause inferiority in schools. For those children who are shy and they don't excel academically, the competitive experiences of the school environment, combined with an insensitive teacher or cruel classmates, can be devastating. Educators and other people can say and do hurtful things that affect kids for a long time, probably throughout their life. Here's one. Physical differences. Some people feel inferior because they look different. God made you that way. Accept it. Anybody that thinks that they should be somebody else is listening to the wrong voice. They're listening to the voice of the devil. They're in direct rebellion against their creator. Their creator made them the way they are. Suck it up and accept it. God made you that way. Knock it off. Don't you listen to the lies of the devil. And they're prevalent today, folks. This would be like just reading the morning newspaper, this message. Feel different because we look different. Some can't participate in the same activities as their peers because they're dealing with physical challenges. Here's a for example. How about infertility? It causes heartache and feelings of unworthiness in both women and men. Here's another one. A lack of close relationships. Godly relationships are important. It's important for all of us. For our well-being, we need to have some good godly relationships. Be careful who you hang out with because you become like them. Mother always told me, be careful who you run around with. Pick the right kind of friends, she said. You can become like them. I don't want you to become like them. Be careful who you run with, who your friends are. Speaking of relationships, maybe sometimes you might feel self-conscious of being divorced or alone. Then there's the lack of education. There are some that feel inferior because they lack a degree. Let me tell you something. That degree don't mean nothing. PhD, post-hole digger. You don't need a degree. You just need to be available. I don't have any degrees. I was available. God isn't looking for those that think they're all ready to go. He's just looking for somebody that's available. And he'll give you what you need to go. He'll give you what you need. He'll supply everything you need. When I was in school, I would have rather done an essay. Took the time to write up 500 to 1,000 word essays, and if I would have just wanted to spend 5 minutes in front of my class like I'm doing now, I could have saved all that writing. Too shy. Was afraid to speak in front of people. Who would have thought? If you'd have told me in school you'd be doing what you're doing today, I said, yeah, you better think again, pal. You ain't talking to the same person. But I was available. I made myself available. And God decided to use me. That's his business. If you don't like me, you have to take it up with him. He was the one that decided, not me. How about skill levels? As Christians, we should be very careful not to compare ourselves with anybody else because we all have unique callings. And we don't need to feel inferior around those successful individuals around us. We don't need to feel inferior because we're special. God made us special. We're unique. That's why you have a different fingerprint than your neighbor. I've said this so many times. You're unique. You're special. Well, then there's financial comparison. It sure can be tempting to feel inferior when others can afford to spend more than you can. For things they don't need. You're already content. They think if they get one more thing, they'll be content. We should be careful not to go into debt, especially as believers, just to impress somebody. It's not worth it, folks. It's not worth being in debt just to impress somebody. Don't need to do that. Don't need to do that. I've got just a couple more yet, and then we'll be done. Here's a good one. Physical discontentment. That actually is one that I already covered, but It's just a little different. Sometimes we might feel we don't measure up, but we need to learn to accept that God made us special. So what are the consequences of inferiority problems and complexes? Well, there's two I'm going to give you. One is perfectionism. Feeling inferior, sometimes we need to do everything perfectly. And if you find somebody that's a perfectionist, you'll find they also procrastinate. They're a procrastinator. They procrastinate because they're waiting until they can get it done right. So eventually it usually doesn't get done because they're procrastinating. Sometimes perfectionism is an attempt to make up for the past mistakes. They're past. Forget about them. They're past. It's done. We can't go back and fix it. It's done. It's past. Let it go. We can't go back and do anything about it. We need to spend more time to look ahead to the next challenge than trying to overanalyze what caused the problem or the mistake. And then ridiculing people is the second one under the consequences. People who feel inferior will often criticize others, especially one who has perhaps experienced a recent success. The temptation is to pull others down rather than celebrate and be inspired by somebody else's accomplishment. It's hard sometimes to celebrate with them when you think you should be the one that's doing the celebrating. Oh, that brings a story up of the Bible. Prodigal son. Remember how the one that stayed at home was upset because they were throwing a party for his brother that went and spent everything that he had? The one who stayed at home said, "You never threw a party for me." The father said, "Everything that I have is yours." He could have said, "Your brother spent all his, but everything that I have is yours. It already belongs to you. All that I have belongs to you. You don't need to be upset. Your brother was lost. And he came back home. He's been found. You need to rejoice and be happy that your brother was found. He's no longer lost." And what are the steps to healing? Well, we need to look at God's viewpoint. Born again. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to. You need to be born again. When you're born again, you are a workmanship of our Heavenly Father, our Creator. It means we're a masterpiece. A person of notable excellence. Wow, that's what we are. In God's eyes, we're masterpieces. He made you unique. No one, absolutely no one you can compare yourself to. God didn't intend that and everyone to be like you. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. And then we need to understand God's love. He loved you enough to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, so you could be made righteous. You're designed by God to do whatever he calls you to do. In John chapter 14, 21, you are loved by both Jesus and our Father. In John 15, 9, you're loved by Jesus. Just as the Father loved Jesus, you are loved perfectly. John 17, 23, God the Father loves you just as he loves his Son. John 17, verse 24, the Father loved you before the foundation of the world. And then we need to understand his expectation. Our Sunday school lesson in Paul's farewell message said that to be perfect, what he meant was to be mature, be grown up, be grown up. be mature. God doesn't expect perfection in us. John expressed God's heart when he wrote to my little children. He did not say my adults in 1 John 2:1. He said, my little children. My little children. The Lord knows we won't do the right thing every single time. You listening to me? We will make mistakes, sin against him, but we can seek forgiveness and we can begin again. Our Lord has only two expectations. We need to trust him and follow him. And if you love him, you'll do these things. Choose to recognize your feelings of inferiority as lies, because that's exactly what they are. They're lies. Nothing but lies. So every head bowed, every eye closed. I have a prayer for you to pray. Say it quietly to yourself if you wish. Father, I want to thank you for making me the way I am, because I know you don't make mistakes. I trust that I'm not inferior. Thank you for giving me specific skills, talents, and abilities, as well as a unique calling. I accept who I am as a child of God. Even though I make mistakes, I am perfectly loved through them all. Help me overcome my feelings of inferiority and focus on your thoughts about me instead. You will always work to develop me into the person that you desire me to be. And I choose to trust you and to follow you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.